Praised be Jesus and Mary. Saint Ignatius of Antioch was one of the early church saints, born around the year 50, actually. And he had the privilege of living in proximity to the apostles themselves. When he was born, many of them were still alive, and he became a disciple, actually, of Saint John, the apostle and evangelist. He became bishop of Antioch, and he was ordained bishop, actually, by the apostles themselves. He succeeded St. Peter, who had been bishop of Antioch before him, and he was ordained by the apostles to succeed him, to take over that that office, that duty. He became known to the authorities. He was arrested for being a Christian and condemned to death, and sent for execution to Rome, where he died in the year 107 under the Emperor Trajan. One thing that may be worthy of attention, just as a brief reflection, is precisely the status of his of being one of the, not the apostles, but one of the apostolic fathers, meaning he was one of those early writers, early leaders of the church who had received his teaching directly from the apostles, and in his writings, in his teaching in turn, was a faithful echo of that apostolic tradition, that apostolic deposit of faith. And it's precisely because he and others like him, St. Polycarp, for example, another saint he was friends with, and another saint who was a disciple of St. John, precisely because they treasured and they valued so much the apostolic teachings, that we have them also today. These apostolic fathers wanted to know the real Christ. We could say today, just to use modern terminology, they wanted to know the Jesus of history, so they went to the apostles to know the real Jesus, the Jesus the apostles knew, the teachings that they heard from him, the interpretation that they received from his own mouth, the word of God written and also transmitted. So it's precisely to assure that the knowledge of the real Lord, the one who really walked the earth and not the imaginary one of the scholars of today, precisely for that reason, they went to the apostles. What they received, they treasured, they lived, and they handed down on to us all the way till this day. And for this reason, the Jesus that we know is the Jesus of the apostles, the one that they knew. And the faith that we have is the faith of the apostles, the faith of Peter, the faith of all of them. And it's to us that is entrusted the task appreciating, loving, and knowing and living this faith with the same conviction of St. Ignatius. He, in fact, died for the faith courageously. He left beautiful letters in which he expresses his desire to die for Christ out of love for his Lord. And like the apostles before him, he too left many letters, writing much like St. Paul to the early communities, instructing them on the contents of faith, on the practical living of the faith, on the structure of the church, and the need to persevere, on the need to aspire even to martyrdom so as to be faithful to Christ. So let's pray to this saint today, Saint Ignatius. He, again, contributed to that uninterrupted transmission, which that apostolic transmission and apostolic also succession, which makes that same faith of the apostles still accessible to us today, which makes that same Lord, known and loved by the apostles, accessible to us today. And it makes salvation in our Lord possible for us today as well. Praised be Jesus and Mary.